Just to talk a little bit, it's last week already, holding the last week of Shevavim, at least last week that we officially joined to work in the Avodah of Shevavim. The Avodah of Shevavim is perhaps an Avodah of the whole year, Avodah of working on the Inyan of Kedusha. It's about an Inyan of the whole year, but I'm not saying that an Ibriyar this year, and it's the end of the year, the end of the Inyan of Shevavim, and holding a Parsh Mishpatim. It's a Shabbos Parsh Mishpatim. Already Batsim passed a little the Inyan of Shevavim, but it's good to talk about a little bit more the Inyan of Shevavim, and Befrat, how the Inyan of Shevavim is Mamshech us and brings us into the Chodesh of Adar. The Sfarim talk a lot about the fact that the same way we have the Chodesh of El as Achana for the Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Sukkot, we have Shevavim as Achana for Purim. Shevavim is meant to be there, Pasha as Achana for Purim. All the weeks that we went through, Shmoyz Ve'er Raboy, Shalach Yisra Mishpatim, all the Kedusha that a person worked on, it's all in order that a person should be able to be Margish the Kedushas of Yom Purim. A person wants to be able to be Margish the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, you need an Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Seish Mechuvah, then you can get Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim, a person is all the weeks of Shevavim, all the weeks of Shevavim to go out and work on the Indian of Kedusha, to be able to be Mamshech a person into that place of Chedesh Adar, and befriend to the Indian of the Yantav of Purim. Inshallah is exactly what the Kesher is. Obviously, Parsh Mishpatim, Shabbos, Marachim, Chedesh Adar, obviously we're supposed to somehow take whatever we gained out of the weeks of Shevavim and supposed to bring it into the place of Adar. It's supposed to be that it's a Hamshech. Whatever Avodah we worked on during Shevavim is that Mamshech has entered Chedesh Adar, Mishenichnas Adar, that's from Taich, Mishenichnas means, because Mishenichnas already when it's entering in, not when you're already in Adar. Mishenichnas means ready from the beginning, when you're already starting to be kindness into the place of Adar, before you're ready to enter into Adar, ready for sure from Shabbos and Varchim, sure from Shloshim Yom Kaidim Achag, for sure, it's from talk about, Nassim talks about the Indian of 40 days before Purim, ready to start davening at Tzileni, Miklipas Haman Amalek, Zakeni Lekdushas, Martcheva Esther, already 40 days before, but there's an Avodah for a person to go ahead and to work in this Indian of Purim. So Mamela, there has to be some sort of Kesher between the Indian of Shevavim and the Hemshech of Shevavim as it leads us into Chedesh Adar. And Shaila is exactly what's the Avodah? How do these two things, Chedesh of Adar, which is obviously the Kedusha Slavi brings down, Sasemis, others bring down as well, it's connected to Yosef Atzadik, which is the Indian obviously of Shmir Sabris, the Indian of Mazel Adar Dagim. Dagim is connected to Yosef Atzadik, the Yid Gularoiv. Yosef Atzadik is compared to a dog. So obviously it's very clear, at least on a very basic level, that there has to be some strong connection between the Chedesh of Adar and the Indian of Shevavim. The Shaila is, what's the Kesher? What's the Indian? Va'oid, it's Taka Mad Nazach, we probably spoke about this before, but you find that by the Chodesh of Adar, it's the only month that we really have, that the whole month changes. Before it's by Av a little bit, but even by Av, it's not the whole month, so it's just the beginning of the month, till Tuba Av, and then Tuba Av already is Nisapech, into being ready from Tuba Av, it switches from being Meshech Hazab, and Maitim Simcha, up till Tuba Av, and Tuba Av it really switches. But Adar is a month that you find that not just the Lashon Megillah, it's not just that the day itself. Mommy can put her in the pajamas. You find that not just the day of Purim itself is a day of an Ahapachu, you find that it's the Chodesh Hashem Ahapach, the Lashon of the Megillah, is that the whole month, which means the beginning of up until Purim, and the month after Purim also, that somehow not just, it's not Mishenichas Adam Marm Mesimcha, doesn't mean that the 2 weeks leading up to Purim, person should have extra Simcha. Mishenichas Adam Marm Mesimcha means that the whole Chodesh of Adar needs to be a Chodesh of Simcha. Again, that's Lashon of the Megillah. It's a Chodesh Hashem Nishapach. The whole month became Nishapach, from Sarah, Yogan, and Nacha, from the place of Mamash Lahashman Laharig to the place of Simcha. The Shaila is exactly what changes about this month. So again, I understand that it's the Yontif of Purim. Why 2 weeks before Purim? I have to start putting Simcha over Purim. Now, people have daigas for sure, for more than 2 weeks before Pesach, about Pesach. I'm nervous, especially the woman, Sheikh Chayel, are very worried about Pesach weeks before. There's no mitzvah to do it, just the mitzvah of what happened. Sukkahs, men are nervous about the Lulav and Esek, whatever, everybody's nervous about the Sukkah. But here we find that there's a Lashon on the Gemara, it's born in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim Simcha. They're not just Yontif itself is a day, which is a halakha day. 2 weeks before, already a person has to work on this Indian of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Simcha. The Shaila is why? Why by the Yontif of Purim do we find more that it's the 2 weeks before? And like we said, not only 2 weeks before, the 2 weeks after also. That somehow the whole month, it's a Chodesh Hashem Nisapech, the whole month is the Sapech to be changed into this Chodesh of Simcha. What about the month changes from being a month of Tsar, Yogan, and Anacha to being a month of Simcha? Again, how's the Makasharas to the Indian of Shevavim? So we mentioned before, probably a few times already, hopefully a few times, mentioned before, there's really the MS two drachim that a person can go ahead and be lechem connected the Yetzer Sor, Matel Zilber, in the Gilding this week, as Mom's talking about this, Nakuda of two mahalchim and how a person can go ahead and fight the Yetzer in various ways. Saying the Inyan Kedusha, he was talking about in Gaiva and Achila. There are two basic ways that a person can go ahead and fight the Klipa. A person can either go ahead and fight the Yetzer by fighting him head on, that a person goes ahead, and a person's lechem connected, a person has Gaiva. That was his example that he brought down. A person has Gaiva, a person has a feeling of Gaiva, and even Afsi Oyed, a person feels the Inyan of Yeshus, a person feels the Indian of Gaiva. So the natural thing to do is, you know, the Gaiva is the worst Mida that a person can have. Ein Aniva Hu, Rabbi Hashem says, I can't live in the same world as somebody who's Ani, somebody who has an Indian of Yeshus. And a person can go ahead and say, okay, so you have the Indian of Gaiva, you have to go ahead and eradicate Gaiva to the greatest extent. Even Shminas, Bishminas, you have to eradicate Gaiva completely, then a person is going to get rid of all Gaiva. That's one way to do it. A person has Gaiva, you fight Gaiva, you take Gaiva head on, and a person tries to get rid of the Indian of Gaiva completely and eradicate the whole, any Yeshus that a person has, to make himself into an Anav and a Shuffle, to make himself all the way Mamash at the ultimate level of Anav. Now, that's Be'emes, a good way to fight it. That's a good way to be Loichim against the Indian of Gaiva. The problem is that sometimes that Anava could lead to what Rav Nachman calls Anava Psula. It could lead to the place where a person then looks at himself as so Shvach and so much looks at himself as nothing that it's Anava Psula. That ends up being an Anava which ends up harming the person as opposed to helping the person. But also, it's a difficult battle. As long as you go ahead and you take something on, head on, and you take it on and try to fight a klipa that's trying to fight you, fight a klipa that the person's struggling with, it's going to be a difficult battle. Automatically, a person trying to fight something head on, it's going to be a difficult battle. The other way to do it is a very, very different way, the way of Pnimius. The way of Pnimius means, instead of going ahead and fighting the Sherish of Gaiva that's inside of me, I go ahead and I try to figure out, where is that Sherish of Gaiva coming from? What's the Sherish to the Gaiva that I'm feeling? Where is it coming from? The emes is, the real emes is, that the only reason why a yid really has any gaiva, and again, it gets misguided when a person feels it as a gaiva of Yeshus, but the real reason why a person has any gaiva is only because a person is a chelek lekai mimal, and a person is a ben melech, and be'etzim, the neshama inside of him has the greatest reason in the world to have gaiva. It's Yeshus the Kedusha. The real place, the real makar of that Indian of gaiva is really rooted in something which is called gaiva the Kedusha, the yig b'lipa b'darkei Hashem, the Indian of the neshama, the chelek lekai mimal inside of me, recognizing its chashivas, and how chashiv it is relative to the whole world, and how chashiv it is relative to every other person in Klai Yisrael. It also has an akudat tzaddik that nobody else has. And remember, the neshama inside of a person, the chelik lekami memal inside of a person, has a certain inyan of gaiva. And when that gaiva becomes misguided, it turns into yeshus, and turns into gaiva, and a person becomes a regular bal gaiva, which is the worst thing. It means that a person is taking that kaich of gaiva that's supposed to be gaiva to kedusha, vayig b'libe b'darkei Hashem, yeshus to kedusha, that a person recognizes that I'm a ben melech, I'm a mele, I hold myself to a higher standard, mele, I'm able to recognize the gadlus of what it means that a chelik lekai mimal inside of me, that I can wake up every morning and say, lekai neshamash and esatabi tahirihi, and a person became misguided. And he's about gaiva over his voice, he's about gaiva over his money, he's about gaiva over his house, about gaiva over how smart he is, about gaiva over any other thing other than what he's really supposed to be a bal gaiva over. If I can go ahead and strip back the inyan of the gaiva and be able to uncover the core of the gaiva, the shorish of where the gaiva is coming from, and now utilize that gaiva in a proper way, so then I'm not battling the Yetzer. Instead of going ahead and fighting the Yetzer, taking him on head on, and going ahead and trying to fight myself to get rid of that which is naturally inside of me, I can go ahead and uncover the shorish of the gaiva. And if I uncover the shorish of the gaiva, then I can be involved in a fight of utilizing that mida which is inside of me already. I can utilize it in a way of kedusha. You find the same thing by achila as well. A person can go ahead and say, okay, taivas achila. Taivas achila can have a tremendous effect on a person. We just finished chedesh, finishing chedesh shvat. The whole Indian of chedesh shvat is the work of this Indian of taivas achila. A person can say taivas achila is a very, it's an unhealthy thing. Unhealthy physically, unhealthy spiritually, has a tremendously negative effect on a person. When a person's caught up in taivas achila, whatever that looks like in a person's life. So a person can say, you know what, I'm fighting taivas achila. I'm going to eat only bland food. I'm going to eat in a way that I eat mamish very little. I'm going to do tanesim and sigufim. A person can fight it. That's one way to fight it. That's the way the Bali Muslim war, to go out and to fight it, to say, I have this Taivas Achila inside of me, I'm going to eradicate it with whatever I could. I'm going to go out and break the Taivas Achila inside of me. There's another way to go ahead and work on Taivas Achila, which is what all the Svarim talk about, when it comes to Chedesh Shvat, where instead of going ahead and fighting Taivas Achila, I uncover, why do I have a Taivas Achila? The reason why I have a Taivas Achila is because the emes is that there's a nitzitz of elkus, there's a nitzitz of ruchnius inside of the food, and the good taste that I taste in the food is really coming from a nitzitz ruchnius. And maybe if I can go ahead and instead of fighting that Taivas Achila by saying I'm going to have tanesim and sigufim, I can go ahead and uncover the sheirish of where the Taivas Achila is coming from. That the real reason why I have a Taivas Achila, like the Baal Shem Tev writes, the only reason why a person wants to eat is because the Neshama wants to raise up the nitzitz inside of the food. If I can recognize that that's why I really want to eat, that tzaddikim eat in a way which is an eating in a way of kedusha, so now instead of fighting the Taivas Achila, instead of saying I'm going to eradicate any inyan of Achila from me as much as I physically can, I say the Baal Shem created Achila, the Baal Shem created the tam, the Baal Shem created the tongue which has taste buds in it, the Baal Shem created food that tastes good. Hashem wants us to go ahead and have tiny in a way which is the proper way. And if I can uncover the source of where that's coming from, what the root of the source is, then I'm able to go ahead and instead of running away from it, be able to go ahead to search and to be able to be mistakel at the pnimius, at the seichel of b'chol davar, to be able to recognize what's the source. Where is this coming from? We're in the place of kedusha. Is this rooted? Because everything that we're challenged, everything that we really struggle with, is be'etzim really rooted in the place of kedusha. The way it's being expressed is not in the proper way. But if you strip it back, if you take away that chelik of it, which is ra, at the core, at its source, be'etzim is something good. Right? We mentioned before, Lashon the Piyatzetz in the Rebbe. He writes at the beginning in the Hakdamah to Chavis HaTalmidim, when he has a siach im hamalamdim ba'avas habanim. He writes over there, he's writing the siach to parents and to rabbeim, and he writes ein midera behechlet b'yalda Yisrael. Ein midera behechlet b'yalda Yisrael. There's no such thing as a midah which is inherently bad. There's midas which are coming out in a bad way. There's gaiva, there's chutzpah, there's a lot of midas that come out in a bad way. Where is it really coming from? It's really coming from a good place. You know, Tzadik HaKayin talks about the fact the chutzpah yaske that Gemara says in Saita is going to take place in the darf ikvis of the Mashiach. That's a chutzpah which is be'etzim a chutzpah the kedusha, azas the kedusha. Everything be'etzim at its core, when a person is able to go ahead and reveal it for what it really is be'etzim kedusha. The place of the sitra achra has no reality. There's no reality to the world of a yid to be b'chal b'yabal gaiva, yid to be a bal taiva, yid to be involved in taiva sachila. There's no makar for it. The only reason why it's coming is because at its core, what it really is, at its core, it's really coming that my neshama wants something. My neshama is interested in being involved in going ahead and elevating the food, going ahead and being able to be involved in vayig b'libi b'dark Hashem. What my neshama wants is something of kedusha. My guf then takes that ratzon my neshama has and it misguides it. It pulls it in a way that is not being done properly. But if I can go ahead and take off those levushim, take off the levushim which are there covering up, which the levushim of the Indian of the sitrach, I can take those off and reveal it for what it is. I'll be able to recognize that instead of needing to fight the taiva, instead of needing to go ahead and run away from the taiva, I can utilize that kliach inside of myself to be able to use it for the Indian of kedusha. Shem Tov is a murdik taich. Shem Tov taich is that when Achashverosh asked for Vashti to come without any levushim, what was Achashverosh asking for? It's a mod nazach, even a shikr, even a king like Achashverosh who's a shikr, to go ahead and ask for Vashti to come with just the keser malchus on top of her head. It's a mod nazach. Zok the helig Shem Tov. What he really want? He wanted to see, does the Sitra Achra have any existence on its own? Which means, if you peel back all the Levushim, is there any existence to the Sitra Achra? Is there any existence to evil? And what happened? Vashti didn't come. Vashti refused to come. Timon Amalka. Why does she refuse to come? Because there is no existence in evil by itself. Evil doesn't have, if you take off the Levushim of evil, which is Vashti, is there going to be anything there? There's nothing there. She can't come. Right? She's a prutza. She has no problem coming. Again, if you're talking about the physical story, but the Baal Shem Tov says there's something deeper going on. Achashverosh is trying to say that there's something called Tumma, and there's something called Sitra Achra, and the Sitra Achra is in existence by itself. It's a Niva Afsiyot. It's something which is in existence by itself. Zakhtar Rabban Hashem, it's not. If you go ahead and you strip back the layers, there's nothing there. It's all ayin ve'efes. There's nothing really there. It's kol harishah kulo ka'ashen tichla. So what's really driving everything that's inside of me? What's the really driving force behind everything I'm involved in? Is really my neshama. Really my neshama. That's really what's driving everything that I'm involved in is really my neshama. If I'm able to go ahead, I'm able to recognize that what I really want is to be involved in vayib b'libi b'dark Hashem. What I really want is to be malan etzaitis in kedusha. That's what I want. That's the reason why a person has possessions. This firm talk a lot in our parsha mishpatim about the possessions that a person owns means that there are etzaitis in those items that a person has to go ahead and to elevate. Tzadik writes that the reason why often a person buys this suit as opposed to that suit is because that suit has a nitzitz inside of it. That's dafke your avoida to go ahead and to be able to elevate. The kamara has a peldik etaitch. I'm going to go through the whole thing as a pelik attach a few pages long. It goes to mamash like pasuk by pasuk. In the Indian of She'ela, the Indian of Weir, Kishal Ish L'Re'eyu. A person goes ahead and lends something to Re'eyu. He teaches that Ish means the Rabbanu Shalom. Like we say every day in Azyashi, Hashem Ish Machama, Re'eyu is referring to Klai. So Klai is called Re'avich, Klai is called Re'eyu, Re'avicha. Klai is called the Rabbanu Shalom's friend, Kaviyachal. You have to the Re'echa Kamaicha, according to one teach, and Chazal means the Re'es of the Rabbanu Shalom. And he says, Kiyishal, the Rabbanu Shalom goes and Kiyishal Ish L'Re'eyu. He lends Kesef Oikalim. He says, what's Kesef Oikalim? Kesef Oikalim is those avoiders of being fixing up the Netzaitis of Kedusha or the Shviris HaKalim. The Kesef or the Kalim is either the Netzaitis of Kedusha or the Shviris HaKalim. But there's an avoid that takes place. And Vaguna Mebesa Ish, which means you didn't go ahead and elevate it in the proper way. You didn't elevate them properly, then it runs away from your house. And a person loses those possessions because they try to find somewhere else. They try to find somebody else who's going to be able to elevate them. If a person would understand that this is really what's taking place, what's taking place at the core is I don't have to run away from everything that I really want. What's taking place, my neshama wants to go ahead and to be involved in Olam Hazeh in a way which is proper, in a way that it's able to elevate Olam Hazeh. So instead of allowing myself to drown in it, and instead of running away from it, I'm able to do something very different. I'm able to go into it in a way that I'm able to elevate it in a way which is proper. When it comes to the inin of Kedusha, which is the whole inin of Shevavim, it's the same thing. Person has a tainig. Person has a taiva for tainig. That taiva for tainig is rooted in the place that the one Hashem created the world, lesanig. The one Hashem created the world, that a person should be lesanig. That a person should be involved in the world of tainig. It's the first line of Mesillas Yesharim, that this is why the one Hashem created the world. He created the world that people should have tainig. The one Hashem wants us to have tainig. And that's the metzias of the neshama. The neshama craves tainig. The sitta neshama wants. The neshama wants tainig. It wants the real tainig. It wants tainig aliki. It wants tainig, which is the ultimate level of tainig. It doesn't want tainig gashmi. But what is the neshama really craving? When a person gets involved in anything which is a pagam in the inyan of kedusha, v'frat this inyan, that when a person gets involved in any pagam in this area, it means that a person is searching for tainig. A person wants to be satiated. He wants that chelik inside of himself, which has a tzimoin, which has a thirst for that inyan of tainig. He wants that to be satiated. What does it really want? It really wants tainig ruchni. It's the only thing it wants. Yid can't be satisfied unless you fill that gap inside of a person with tainig ruchni. What it really wants is the inyan of tainig ruchni. And the whole avoid of a person going ahead and working on himself during the months of Shevavim is not just to say, okay, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to push myself, I'm going to fight at every moment. Rather, utilize that kayach and be able to utilize that kayach inside of you, that desire for tainig, and say, I know what I really want. What I really want is tainig ruchni. What I really want is something good. I'm not interested in this bechlal. And I spoke to somebody who's by my house, a bachar that was dating. He was by my house a few weeks ago. And he told me that he was dating somebody, and the girl that he was dating was beneath the level that he should have, you know, he was ready to settle for. And he decided it was difficult for him, but he decided, well, it's ruchnias, he decided that he was going to go ahead and say no to the girl, even though he very much wanted to continue to go out with her. He decided he's going to say no to her because he felt that she wasn't on the level of ruchnias that he was on. He told me that he was by my house for Shabbos. He said he woke up early, went to the mikvah. The mom said no to her on Erev Shabbos. He went to the mikvah. He woke up early. I think he was in shul already from 6 a.m. He was learning. And he said, I chapped at like 8 o'clock after like learning for two hours. He's like, I chapped. This is really what I want. He said, an Erev Shabbos, I had all these babulim. That's him, I want to say yes to her, because even though she's not on such a high madrega, but I don't mind the girl that's not so tznias. Like, my guf wants that. My guf is happy with that. He said, I said no. Baruch Hashem was able to misgaber my yetzer, and I said no. So then I came in. I came to Shabbos, and I sat by a little Shabbos Suda for a while, and it was for bringing in Torah. And then I came Shabbos day, and I went to the mikvah, and I sat in the Beis Medrash by myself, an empty Beis Medrash, and I learned for 2 hours. He's like, this is what I really want. This is, at the end of the day, this is where I feel most at home. I feel most at home after the mikvah on Shabbos, learning, not with whatever my guf was really running after. If a person's able to go ahead and to be able to recognize that, I don't need to fight it. Instead of fighting my yetzer, I'm going to lose if I try to fight him. I'll win sometimes, I'll lose sometimes. It's a difficult battle. Instead of doing that, a person has the capability to go ahead and to be able to get it at its core. What does it really want? What it really wants is tainig. What it really wants is to be able to go ahead and to be involved in tainig ruchni. There's a chelik inside of a person that's never going to be satiated unless a person has tainig. That's what a person desires every moment of his life. A person wants tainig. And he can either get kirvus alekim li taif, or he can run around things that are not going to be real taif. Things that are not taif. Things that look like taif, b'chitzonius, but are never going to give him the real kirvus alekim li taif. And never going to give him the ability to really be able to have tuf tam v'das, to really be able to be satiated. So a person can run after those things, but it's not going to work. You know, often I saw this on Shabbos a lot. You know, let's say, take my son Nachman, like, you know, sometimes, like every 2-year-old boy, sometimes he'll you know, go to his baby brother, Ali, and he'll start, you know, start smacking him, or start, you know, beating him, or start throwing things at him. So you could fight that, you know, that Yetzer Hara in one of two ways. You could either scream at him, don't hit younger brother, stop, get away from him, push him away. That's one way. Or you can say, the kid needs either attention, he wants to let out energy. There's something that he wants, right? A 2-year-old doesn't just go over to another kid and smack him for no reason, right? What does he want? He wants to be able to see that he has a tremendous kayach, that he can get a baby to cry. It's a powerful thing for a 2-year-old to be able to realize that, to recognize that I can go ahead and I can make him cry. I can make my mother and father now run after to make sure that the kid's okay. He could just create like a big bahala in the house. Everyone's in the middle of the suda. He could just do one slap and everybody just like, everybody moves, everybody shifts, and he can make a bahala. So what does the kid want? The kid wants to feel powerful. He wants to get attention. He wants to be able to, you know, show that he wants to take care of his younger brother, whatever he wants. But there's something there that he wants. Instead of fighting him and saying, don't hit your younger brother. Don't do it. Stop. If I can just recognize what does he really want? What's at the core? What does he want? He wants attention? Okay. Nachman, you're going to get up and you're going to say, Dvar Torah, I'm going to ask 3 questions on the parsha. So instead of fighting him, instead of it becoming a battle, I just went ahead and I took what was really the makar of the reason why he hit his younger brother, and I just elevated to the place. And now I'm asking him 3 shailas in the parsha, and he's standing on the chair and he's thrilled. He's in seventh heaven. It's the same thing with a person's Yetzer Hara. You can try to fight it, And he could try to fight it, and it will work sometimes, it won't work sometimes. Sometimes he could punish the kid, and it'll work. Sometimes he'll misbehave. But there's a much easier way to do it. What does my neshama really want? What do I really want? What's the makar of everything that I'm chasing? The makar of everything that I'm chasing is I want to be happy. I want to be able to feel kirvus elikim li toiv. I want to really be able to feel satiated in a real way. And it's not working. Whatever I'm running after that's not kirvus elikim li toiv is not working. So instead of just saying, okay, I'm not going to do that, I have to go ahead and create a real alternative. Give my neshama a real alternative. Say, okay, what do you really want? What's the alternative? Right? I was talking to somebody, you know, another Rav, not here in this neighborhood, another Rav somewhere else, talking about, you know, boys in his neighborhood. A lot of times, it doesn't happen in this neighborhood, maybe in this other Rav's neighborhood, boys in Shabbos afternoon in the summer play ball a lot. I said, play ball, and there's baseball games and basketball games. He was saying, you know, he didn't like it, the boys are playing ball games. I said, I agree, 100%, it's not Shabbos dick, but give them an alternative, which means instead of just going ahead and saying, okay, not allowed to play ball. You're not even make a ruling. Now, but give them an alternative. Go ahead and create a program where now there's an alternative for them to go out and do something. They have energy. They have energy. They're sitting around for hours and they want to do something. So they're automatically going to get involved in ball, which again, from the things they could get involved in, is probably the less of the worst things they could get involved in. Or go ahead and utilize that energy in a way which is proper. A person can go ahead and do the same thing with the Yetzer Hara because it's not really coming from the Yetzer Hara. If you take off the Lavushim of the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara is nothing. When we shachat the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara is nothing. There's nothing there. It's all ayin. It's all ayin. There's nothing there. It's all efes. There's nothing really there. It's all if you peel it back and recognize what do I really want, really it's coming from a neshama that's being misguided by my yetzer grabbing onto that taiva for tainig, that taiva for kavod, that taiva for achila, and it's utilizing it, misusing it in a bad way, so that I can just recognize, okay, let me take that kayach and be able to go ahead and elevate it and use it in the proper way. This is really the avodah of Shevim. And the middle of the whole avodah of Shevim leads us straight into Chodesh Adar. So Fasemis writes in many places, B'shem Zeda, B'shem Nehel Gechadush Arim, that the same way we find that there's a Chodesh of Elul that comes before Tishrei, the Chodesh of Adar comes before Nisan. Why? So Shetan Chazal, we know Chazal say, there's Machlekes when the world is created. B'Nisan Nivra Olam, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. We know Chazal say, Sfarim Gedeshim talk about this a lot, Eilu V'Eilu Divra Lekim Chaim, they're both Emes. The world is created Tzai in Nisan and Tzai in Tishrei. Tishrei was created in the world of Maisa. The world of Maisa, the creation was Dafkan the Chodesh of Tishrei. Where was it created? B'Machshava. It was created B'Machshava and Chodesh Nisan. Nisan was Olam B'Machshava Tchila. That was the place where the Ribono Shel Olam, you know, Kaviyachol had the beginning of the process, the beginning of the Machshava began in Nisan, but it ended up being created Dafkan Chodesh Tishrei. Zakti Chodesh Arim. The same way you need a whole month of Elul to prepare for Tishrei, to prepare for Yom Haris Olam. You need a whole month of Adar to prepare for Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is the level of Machshava. That's an even higher level. Obviously, in the level of Maisa, that's the beginning of the process. Maybe you need a whole month of Chodesh Adar to prepare for Chodesh Nisan. But Zakta's Fasames, but there's a massive difference between Chodesh Elul and Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Elul Vavoida is Yira. Chodesh Elul Vavoida is Tshuva Meira. That a person goes there and a person's involved in that Avoida of Tshuva Meira, a person's involved in Yitaka Shefa Be'ir, Va'am Lo Yachro, a person has a pachad over the fact that Zitkiya Shefer and a person's to get ready for the Yom Adin. There's a pachad, there's a Yira that takes place during Chodesh Elul that gets a person ready for the Yom Adin, gets a person ready for Rosh Hashanah. Chodesh Adar is the Avoida of Tshuva Me'ahava. It's the Avoida where a person's not going ahead and saying, okay, there's a Yira. There's no pacha. There's no Midas Adin. There's no din that takes place in Chodesh Nisan. We're not worried about the din. What are we worried about? Worried about our connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. Worried about mitaycha havas aneis to be able to go ahead, to be able to create a real deep relationship to the Ribono Shel Olam. We want to go ahead and do tshuva. The avoda of shevivim is that there is no midas adin, there is no yom adin, there's nothing that I'm afraid of that's going to happen right now. So why am I doing tshuva during shevivim? Because I want to do tshuva mehava. Because I want to be connected to the Ribono Shel Olam and understand that any Indian and pagama bris like the Zera Kodesh says means that I can't look up a malka, I can't look at the Ribono Shel Olam in a way which is proper. That there's some sort of hefsek in between me and the Ribono Shel Olam, and I don't want that to happen. So the whole avoda of shevivim leads us into Chodesh Adar, because the whole Indian of Chodesh Adar is this Indian of Tshuva Me'ahava. Tshuva Me'ahava means, like the Gemara says, that it's the Zedonis Nasan Loi Keschuyis. Zedonis Nasan Keschuyis is not just a magic. Zedonis Nasan Keschuyis means that when I go out and do Tshuva Me'ahava, I'm able to take that same Tainik that I had that pushed me to do all the Averis that I did, and I'm able to be mahapeche, benahapechu, to change that same taiva, and I'm able to change that same desire that got me into whatever, all the zedainus that it got me into, and I can be neshapeche to be in the greatest mitzvahs. Because ultimately, instead of fighting it, instead of tshuva meira, where I say, okay, I'm going to try to wipe it out. Zedainus nas like a shkaga is at the best. I'm going to try to wipe it out. I'm not going to do that during Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is mishenechmas adar marvim besimcha, is the avoid of utilizing the kayach of simcha to be able to then go ahead and say, I'm going to take that kayach that I had, which is the place that it originated from, and I'm going to go ahead and utilize it in a way venahapachu, utilize in a way which is toif. That's why the whole month of Chodesh Adar, I'm sorry, is a preparation for Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, like we said, that's the month that the Baruch Hashem created the world in the place of Machshava, and Tishrei is the place of Maisa. The Avoida in Chodesh Tishrei is to fight the Maisa. How do I fight the Maisa? By saying Sur Merah. By saying, okay, I'm going to fight all the Maisim that I've done. The Avoida in Chodesh Nisan is a much higher Avoida. The Avoida in Chodesh Nisan, which begins in Chodesh Adar, is to say, what was my Machshava? What led me down the path that I got to this place? What led me to all the Maisim that I did that weren't proper? What was my Machshava? What was Allah Machshava Tchila? Where did it really originate from? Machshava means that I want to get to the core. I want to get to the source of where everything started from. Once I can get to the source of where this tiding is coming from, so I'm not dealing with the Maisa. I'm dealing with a much higher level. I don't have to deal with what was my Maisa, what was not my Maisa. Did I do something bad? Did I not do something bad? How do I go out and make sure I have Surmara? I can deal with something much better. I can deal with something much greater. I can get to the Machshava. I can get to the place of where the core is, where the source is. I'm a Mela in that place, and I'm able to get to the source, then I'm a Mela, I can go ahead and change everything from the place of Machshava. By the time I get to Chodesh Tishrei, I'm a different person because I changed everything at the mamash at the core, not at the way it comes out in the place of Maisa. Mel, the whole avoid of Chodesh Adar is an avoid of tshuva me'ahava. This is why Kimu v'kiblu mashakiblu kvar is the Indian of the makabel the Torah again. Like Rashi says, metoch havas anes. The first time was on Yom Kippur. Luchas Shnius is on Yom Kippur. We did tshuva. We talked. I got the Luchas Shnius on Yom Kippur, but that was Luchas Shnius. That was only. There was still only a hemshach of that Indian of Har Sinai of Kafalei Makigigis. It wasn't the full Kabbalah Satorah because we did tshuva, but it wasn't a real second Kabbalah Satorah that we're able to go ahead. And if Kimu v'kibul mashakibul kfar, it was still not in the way of Ahava. It was still in a tshuva meira. It was still in a Yom Kippur dik away. Purim comes, and Purim is able to be on a level that's higher. Purim is able to be that level which is not tshuva meira. It's tshuva me'ahava. Like everybody's medagin the kunei zeri yom kippurim. Purim's higher than Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur is the end of tshuva meira. Tshuva meira is on one madrega. Purim's higher than that. Tshuva is Purim me'ahava. So Purim is about is going to be higher than Yom Kippur because Purim is when I'm able to go ahead and it's been hapachu. I'm able to go ahead and utilize that same koyach, the base hama that was going to throw me off, the eitz kavaya chamishim ama that was going to destroy Mordechai. And instead of saying I'm going to allow it to shnof fakir, I'm going to be able to hapachu. Use that same koyach, be able to utilize that same koyach in a way which is proper, in a way that's able to go ahead and get rid of all the ra by going ahead and getting all the way to the place of the machshava, all the way to the makar of where the tainik is coming from, and to be able to be venahapachu. So, the whole avoid of Chodesh Adar is an avoid of simcha. The svarim say they were on the Gemara Chagiga. As machlekas again, Rashi and Ben Chananel had to learn this Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga asks a stira. The pasuk says b'mistaris tifchenafshi. And the Mishum cries in the place of b'mistarim tifchenafshi. The Mishum is crying in the place of mistarim, in the place of the hester. The Mishum is crying. In fact, the Gemara there's a stira. There's another pasuk that says ois v'ched makaymai, that the makam the Rabbanu Shalom is only ois v'ched, only simcha. So the Gemara says kan v'bati gvoi. One of them is talking about the inside. One's talking about the outside. Rashi learns that the outside is the place of simcha. The inside is a place of crying. Ben Echanan wants punk faker. The outside is the place of crying. The inside, the real pnimius of the Rabbanu Shalom, that's Oiz Vechad Makami. Outside, it may be the chitzonius, may not be all besimcha, but the inside is always the place of simcha. That's why the Sfarim say that the word bisimcha is Oiz Machshava. Right? The word bisimcha is Oiz Machshava, because in the place of the Machshava, in the place of the pnimius, it's always going to be bisimcha. The void of Chodesh Adar, Chodesh Elul, and the void of Tishrei is an avoid of Yira. It's pachad. That's when a person's standing in the outside, when a person's focusing on what am I meisim. But the void of Chodesh El, the void of Chodesh Adar, I'm sorry, the void of Chodesh Adar in Nisan is I want to get to the place of my Machshava. I want to get to higher. I want to get to the place of all the way back to the core. I want to be able to get to the place where Klai Yisrael and Chodesh Nisan is considered to be, and the Ayyom Elad Ticha, that's when Klai Yisrael gets born as a nation. That's when we're able to take Uber B'Yerich Ima, we're able to take, Moshem takes us Mamash, and there's a birthing process that takes place. I want to get back all the way to the Makar, all the way to the source, to the place of Olah B'Machshava Tchila, to the place that everything begins. Mela, the whole avoida of Chodesh Adar is this avoida of Machshava, this avoida of Besimcha, this avoida of getting to the core, and at the core in that place, it's Oiz V'Ched Makayma. It's all Tshuv Me'ahava. It's all being done in a way which is elevating the avoida as opposed to pushing it down. The Bava Terev is a Sicha. Watch the video of the Sicha. He's Mayrach in this Indian for a few minutes. But he has a Sicha where he discusses the fact that the beginning of the Megillah, again, the Megillah is one of the Chaftal Tzifrei Tanakh. It's not a storybook. One of the Chaftal Tzifrei Tanakh, and every word in there is written Ruach HaKadosh, every word in there is Nevuah, every word in there is Netzach Netzachim. Bavitch Rebbe wonders in the Sicha why the Rabbanu Shem made in the beginning of Megillah Esther, the Rabbanu Shem so mairich on what the Oishir and the Gadlus of Achashverosh's party is. It goes psukim after psukim and psukim, chur, karpa, who cares? Okay, he made a Mishnah, and he could say one pasuk. Achashverosh made a Mishnah, and he went ahead and killed Vashti by the Mishnah. It's the only thing that's necessary. He talks about what took place and the mitzvahs of Zav, and who cares? Who cares what type of beds people sat on? The Gemara Megillah has Homa Rochan, exactly how many people were in the one room. They didn't have enough in the Ginois, the Chatzar, and moving from place to place. Who cares? Who cares? Why is that necessary? Why is it lanetzach etzachim? Zakhtu Lubavitcher Rebbe, because the Yidus and Eved Hashem needs to know how to do something 100% of the way. The same way Achashverosh in the place of Ra went ahead and when he made a mishnah, it wasn't stam a mishnah. He made a mishnah that was a real mishnah for 180 days. He made a mishnah that mamash, he went to every detail of the party. He was there, a Yidus to know ahead, then had to go ahead. And the place of Kedusha, to do that exact same thing. To go out and to take that Eishr, that cover that Achashverosh had, which is all Sheker, which is all Havli Avalim, to go out and to take that instead of saying, we don't want that. No, say we want that in the place of Kedusha. We want to be v'asli mikdash v'shechanti b'soichem. We want to take the zav kesef tcheles, the big day kohen gadol that he was wearing, and want to be able to utilize it in a way of Kedusha, utilize it in a way which is proper. So you go ahead and take the whole Indian that Achashverosh had, and we'll go ahead and mahapach it. We'll go ahead and utilize it in a way which is proper. The avoid of what takes place on the avoid of what takes place on Purim, the mishta v'simcha, the klai was makabal, shaytik mar megillah, that weren't makabal yontif, mishta v'simcha, they weren't makabal. They weren't makabal to make it into real yontif, but the main part of the day is mishta v'simcha. It's the main part of the day is to be a person to be involved in mishta v'simcha. Mishta v'simcha, shaytik v'asemes, is a tikkun on that Indian of nenem esudah shal oisa rasha. As opposed to just saying the way we're going to be able to be misakin, nenem esudah shal oisa rasha, is just with the tainus esta, we say no. That's maybe the first madriga. We want something much more than that. We want to go ahead and be involved in mishta v'simcha. Mishta v'simcha is what Achashverosh did. Tov leiv ha-melech v'yayin, that's what Achashverosh did. That's what he killed Vashti. That's what everything fell up. That's what everything fell apart. That was the worst thing that he did. Tov leiv ha-melech v'yayin. No, but that's gufer ha-mayla. Gufer ha-mayla is to take tov leiv ha-melech v'yayin and to be able to recognize at the core, at the makar, when a person's involved in a way of kedusha, it's only able to be elevated. It's able to take all of the Kvod Malchus of the Rabbanu Shalom and able to go ahead and elevate it in a way which is proper. This is the avoid of Chodesh Adar. And again, like we said before, it's not just the first 2 weeks of Adar, it's the whole Adar because it's all a preparation for Nisan. It's the 2 weeks before, the 2 weeks after. Mishenichnas Adar. It's not just about the Yontif HaPurim. The Yontif HaPurim is that day that this Indian came out in the greatest way. That's Kimu V'Kiblu Mashiach Kiblu Kfar. This is why all this forum asked on the Yontif HaPurim, that's a Pel de Gazach, that they made the Yontif HaPurim not on the day that they actually were Menatzeach against the Ayavim, against the enemies. They made it on the day after. The day that they had the Menucha, the day after. Sayin Shushan and sayin the rest of the place. They fought on Yud Gimel, and the Yantav was in Yud Dalet. In Shushan, they fought on Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. The Yantav was on Yud Dalet and Tezvav. Why Dafka the day after? Because this is the Avodah. The Avodah is if Purim's all about fighting the enemy, if Purim's an Eldikan Avodah, so then when I go ahead and I'm going to tzech against the enemy, so this is when I'm going to celebrate. Because like we said, Purim is not that Avodah. Purim's an Avodah of Menucha. Purim's an Avodah of going ahead and not being able to fight the enemy, that I don't have to fight the enemy. Like Abba should be able to sit, that Mordechai Tzadik was sitting in Beis Haman, they gave Beis Haman to Mordechai Tzadik, and he's sitting in Beis Haman the day after. Yud Dalet, he's sitting in Beis Haman and says, instead of going ahead and just fighting it, now I got to Madrega that's higher than this Kafka. I got the Madrega of Ishapcha, I got the Madrega of Nahapachu, I got the Madrega, I'm able to use the Mishta V'Simcha in a way which is proper. So that's the whole mile of Purim, is a mile of not the Machama, it's a mile of the day after the Machama, the mile of something that's higher than Machama, higher than Im Kippur, that Indian of Purim, that Indian of Tshuva Mehava. This is the Ikra Avoida of a person. The Ikra Avoida of a person, when a person wants to fight his Yetzirah, is not to fight it in a way where he goes ahead and fights it head on. You have to go out and fight it in a way that a person is able to be Makar, what the Kayach is. Rav Nachman writes in Terech of Gimel, I'm going to be mirroring in this right now, but Rechem writes in Terech of Gimel, he talks a lot about the Sherish of Mammon, the Sherish of money, and how the Sherish of money is coming from a very, very high place. He's mirroring over there in Terech of Gimel, it's a Peldic Atar about Tivus Mammon. He's mirroring over there about what it is. He writes over there, and it's born on Likutei Eitzes in a very clear way. I forgot to bring, it's going to be in Likutei Eitzes here, but he writes in a very clear way that if a person wants to go ahead and fight Tivus Mammon, he says, don't go ahead and fight Tivus Mammon. Can you bring me Likutei Eitzes on my desk? I have to read the Lashon inside. So I'm on my desk in my study. Read the Lashon, because it's mamash, this is nekuda. If a person wants to fight the Tivus Mammon, you can fight it two ways. You can fight it either by saying money's terrible, kesef's terrible, all the Tivus that I have for the Indian of money and Isha is all terrible. That's one way of fighting it. There's another way of fighting it. There's a way of fighting that. Well, I'll read the Lashon from Nachman in a second. You see it, it's a black sefer, it says Eitzes Maveris. Huh? Eitzes Maveris, a black sefer on my desk. Just looking at it, Mamash a minute ago. Shkach. Huh? It's more than one safer on my desk. Oh, I found something that tells us. He says like this, Yesh Eitzen Aisefes, Linatzel Me Tivus Mammon. There's another way that a person can be safe from Tivus Mammon. Again, it doesn't only mean Tivus Mammon. Here at Terech of Gimel, we happen to talk about Tivus Mammon, but Shaykh, like we're talking about all Tivus. Vilas Boinen, B'sheirish shemisham mushpa hamamen v'kol ha'shpais. To be able to go and figure out what is the sheirish that from there is the shefa of mamen and all the shpais. Hainu, she's bein and hated minayin ba shefa. L'shem ma'akadosh baruch hu mashpia shefa v'ashiris. Why is there a bunch of mashpia shefa v'ashiris? V'al yidei zeh tzbatel taivis mamen. When a person goes ahead and is able to be makar and able to be magala, what the sheirish of mamen is, which he talks about over here in Terech of Gimel, comes from the same place as Nishmas Yisrael, very, very high place, and that's where Nishmas Yisrael is naturally attracted to the Indian of Kesef and mamen. And Hashiris talks about that over there in Terech Gimel. But if you could uncover where the Sherish is, the Melitz is Batal Tavis Mammon. Kisherish Hashiris are Or Tzach Mutzuchtech, the Kedusha Ruchni is Nalava Ein, Rak Keshek, Or Kedusha Elu. That are be'etzim, the place of Kesef and Mammon is really at a high place. When it's Mishtalshel Mamato, then it's Mizgashim Haichim the Kesef Azov. It comes down here and it looks like gold and silver. It looks like money. It looks like Hashiris. It looks like a nice car and a nice house. Shem Shem Yoitzim is a Matveyas. That's where all the money comes from. Aval Mishu Bardas. Person who's a Bardas Amiti. Mizbeinin B'sheirish Amamen. Kemavor B'sif Hazel. Like he talks about over here in Chav Gimel. Bevada Yavana Sa'emes V'lo Yisavan Amamen Agushim. He doesn't want Mammon Agushim. Not that, okay, he's going to be able to figure out the Sheirish Amamen and then he's going to want to be a real Aisher. He has no type of B'chalf Amamen in the way that it's Mammonis in a way of Tavis Mammon. Rak Yichsev L'Kedusha L'Ora Ruchni Shem Sheirish Amamen. What does he want? He wants that which, that. Why am I chasing money? Because I'm chasing the Ora Ruchni that's inside of the money. So what do I want? I don't want the money. So instead of giving myself the cheaper level Taiva, I want the real Taiva. I want that which my neshama really want, which is the Yisoid of the Indian of Mammon. V'sha'al Yodav Efshel Hakar Hashem Yisbarach. He says that's why Rebbe was mechaber Ashirim. Rebbe wasn't mechaber Ashirim because of the fact that they had a lot of money. Rebbe was mechaber Ashirim because he recognized that these people are connected. They have an akuda inside of them. They're connected to the end of Ashiris, where inside of Ashiris is a very, very high akuda. The person is able to connect to the makor of where the Ashirim are coming from. That's what Rebbe was mechaber. Rebbe was mechaber Tzlam, the money that they had. He's mechaber the shirish of the mammon that they had. This is the real avoda during Shevvin. The real avoda, Mefrat, as we enter into Chodesh Adar, the real avoda is Mishnechas Adar Marbe Misimcha. Don't try to fight it. Go ahead and be Marbe the Indian of Simcha, Marbe the Indian of B'machshava, Marbe the Indian of the Tainik Ruchni, Marbe the Indian of Kirvus Elokim LeToiv. And a person goes in and does that, is involved in the world of Asay Toiv, involved in utilizing that Kaich of Tainik that a person has to utilize of a Tainik Ruchni, automatically everything else falls by the wayside. You don't have to fight it. It's just naturally. A person will look back, and I've had this conversation with multiple people, say here and say Mordi Shtibel, say in various places throughout that I've come across. Multiple people where they said they just looked back at the life a year ago, 2 years ago, and they saw that things that they didn't make an active effort to say, okay, I'm stopping this, I'm stopping, things just fell by the wayside. They just stopped doing them. They just weren't involved in the same things, whether it's, you know, movies or music or going to certain places or vacation certain places. They saw that those things just, they stopped talking to them because they were never really chasing those things. They never really wanted that. What they want, they wanted Kirvus Elokim LeToiv. The goof schlepped them in another way. It schlepped them to say that I want that. They don't really want that. So as soon as they're able to taste the real inyan of a Tainik Ruchni, then automatically, like Nachman says, the Taivis Mammon automatically is this Batal Taivis Mammon. It's not there anymore because it was never really Taivis Mammon. It was mislabished itself as Taivis Mammon. Hashem Shalom, we should be Zeicha. To ultimately, you know, Mabshech Te'inin of Shevim into Chedesh Adar, from Adar into Nisan, and then from Nisan all the way till Tishrei. To ultimately be involved in this world of Machshava, this world of Tchila Alba Machshava, to be able to get to the world which is higher, not just the world of Maisa, to be able to get to the place of Machshava, and the Mitzvah, the place of Machshava, to ultimately be Sakin the place of Machshava, and the Memela will be Nimshach. All of our Maisa will come out of the place of Machshava.